This week's e-break has already been yanked, but there's still plenty of misfires, misspeaks, and stop-downs from the tickets broadcast week. We've got the best of the rest. It's time for the NIT break.
That's right. 2:35 here on the Ticket Sweet Spot. Our final full segment as we wind down our week here at Cowboys Training Camp 2024 at beautiful Oxnard, California. The Hardline's with us, and let's throw it back to Monto so he can take us through the NIT break.
Thank you, gentlemen. Fantastic week.
Oh, likewise.
So good to have you back, bro.
Thank you.
I meant my guys.
Oh. Hmm. Well, yeah, we've kind of said.
Maybe DJ will say the same to you. I don't know.
Doubtful.
Yeah.
He's give kind you a of nice a, motivational speech.
He's kind of a chump. But we'll get to DJ in a minute. Ooh. But we have six candidates here on the NIT break. We start with, you could put it on a lawnmower, but I'm going to put it on George because he seems to be the most confused in this clip. So out at training camp, the musers hear a noise go by. George thinks it's a helicopter. Spoiler, it's a lawnmower.
Yeah, I think you could also see that between Judy and Kelly. They kind of looked at each other like, okay, this is where we lose our ability to make a call here, and we'll just dance around it. And, so it works almost the same way as it does. Not saying that, Charlotte won't have good ideas, and she's a cheerleader person just like her dad is a football man. I guess it's the same thing, but...
Because she was a cheerleader in high school or something?
Maybe. I'm not sure.
Middle school?
We'll go with middle school, yeah. By the way, is that Jerry's helicopter just flew in?
No, oh, did you hear? I thought that was a yard, a grass lawnmower or something.
I think it's
that
a blower.
Big old thing. Oh, I thought that.
Oh,
was...
right there.
That's that a helicopter just went over.
This oh, okay, right there, man. Though.
I don't know.
That low end one sounds like a helicopter.
Man, that's a big lawnmower. That was a lawnmower. All right, so...
By the way, in the middle of that...
Is he Henry Hill?
I can't tell what exactly Junior says, but he calls a lawnmower like a grass clipper.
Well, at first he said a yard thing.
I thought he said grass
words with
blower.
George. Is that one of those things in the yard that cuts the grass?
Yeah.
He thought it was a makes helicopter. Noise. No, George. That's a lawnmower. Classic George.
Look, we all have our space rocket moments, okay?
Right.
Was that on George Blanket Day? I think that was Monday.
Yeah, it might have been.
Yeah.
I love that picture of George in the blanket.
He's so sad.
Cold.
This just makes our whole station look terrible.
Because he's big old George. He shouldn't be cold.
No.
I would love if that image was in the slide reel for the Marconis.
Yes. God, what is that?
Next to
that's
him.
The
on
best, the, that's the best we have.
On the set of Fox 4.
Yeah.
Where he looks extra chromosomed. All right, candidate number two here on the NIT break featuring Corby is Donovan Lewis. This was during a crosstalk with the Sweet Spot, and he had some unfortunate phrasing involving his own grandma.
My grandmother, my mom's mom, who was the saintliest woman you'll ever meet, didn't think S was a curse word, and it never translated to the kids.
She just thought it was a noun?
Just she would say it, and then you, Mimi. She's like, "Well, that's not a curse word." But if you said "damn," she will watch your mouth. Like, you just said "s." Like, I don't understand what's happening.
I think
here.
That's a big church thing. Like people that go to church,
s?
I've heard will no, say damn. "S," but they won't say "damn."
Yeah, okay,
they won't
exactly.
say "hell." They won't say.
Well, okay, right. You know what? Damn.
Some
is
words we
taking
can
taking the Lord's name in vain. You're right. But even "hell" is like off limits when it was around my grandmother. But she would "s," man.
Ladies,
she would S.
I'm sure she did.
She leave the fan on at least.
Why did I pause when I said that? Get us the hell out of here,
let's,
Ham.
Let's carry this over.
Next.
Yeah,
he really did pause and just kind of give up. Honestly,
see, I kind of thought he was telling a story, like his grandmother would S and then say that word.
So it was Wednesday morning after Taco Tuesday. Grandma just. Going everywhere.
He just goes full Borat, brings it in.
What do I do with this?
Oh, Donnie. And his pooping grandma.
Borat brought out poop to a dead area.
He did. What do I do with this? Oh, no.
What?
That's the reaction.
Oh, I thought you were reading something on your phone.
No.
Like, oh.
No.
Were you reading a bad Jack White album review?
Hey. God.
But yes.
Oh, no. Corby's on Pitchfork. Take your phone away.
What do you mean the second song isn't perfect?
And all right. Candidate number three here on the NIT break is one of the engineers out there, Engineer Michael. I still don't know who Connor is, but he interrupted the invasion looking for Connor.
I tried to get our very own Saad Youssef to ask Coach McCarthy if Jerry Jones knew Van Halen, but Saad declined.
No, of course he declined.
That's the problem with real reporters.
Dude, you're right there. You can take the headsets off during the press conference, go sit down, and ask that very same question.
They won't let me.
Yes, they will.
They don't know me.
Yes, they do. You have a credential on. You are a...
No, and that's the thing is that I think Saad was right because he said McCarthy won't answer it.
Hey, Connor, are you there?
So he said Jerry would answer it, but he goes, McCarthy's not going to answer it. I was like, all right, well, never mind then.
Is it Connor over there? Connor?
Are you on the air?
We are.
Yeah, sure is.
That is Engineer Michael checking in with Connor.
Hello.
Someone, please, Connor. Get Connor.
Somebody get Connor.
Yeah,
Connor.
Who the hell's Connor? Connor with an O-R or an E-R? Do we know?
I don't know if that makes a difference or not. But
is
yes.
it one N? Is it two?
We are. Have the media assembled and waiting.
Still, who the hell is Connor?
Is it Connor Caldwell?
Yeah, he wasn't here.
Wrote up? I think what, that, was he at the station that day?
I don't think
no.
so.
Yeah, that's why we don't know who he was talking to.
Is it a code name for somebody?
Hey, Connor, are you there?
I think he was just confused about Tyler and Ham, and he just had Connor in his brain.
Is it Connor over there? Connor?
No, he's not. I have no idea who that
no
is.
No one know. Who is it, Killer? Do we know? You don't know either? The hell?
That's funny. At least we have a new drop, so.
Yeah, is that neat. The code name for his Whippets or whatever? Like,
right.
Hey, Connor, what are we doing? All right. There's Engineer Michael, candidate number three. Next up we have, I think we're going to put this on you, Corbley.
Okay. Mm. I will accept.
You were talking with Gordo, and you kept tripping over your own shoelaces talking about young gymnasts.
Oh, yeah. Because every sport, athletes generally peak between the ages of, say, 25 and 35.
Mm-hmm.
Why in this sport, though, are they peaking? You don't like that word?
Just talking about peak 16-year-olds.
Everybody thinks I'm
so you're
a
saying that those terrible. Girls reach their peak at 16.
In that sport, it appears, based on, I don't know, 100 years of evidence,
that their
athletes peak out in performance between 15 and 18.
Performance, huh?
Yeah. Why do women have to perform for you?
Yeah.
I don't generally watch the competition, Gordon. I've made that very clear. It's not my favorite of the sports. Uh-huh. But I do appreciate their athleticism and boundless energy.
And flexibility.
It's creepy.
And I like it when they wear braces. It's like I'm growing up, but not yet.
I look simple, Corby. It's just... You're so creepy right now.
Poor Kookie. Just having to tiptoe through that minefield.
And how about Bob taking Gordon's side on that? Just trying to hand Corby the shovel to keep digging. Like, he wasn't that bad. Just, oh, really, huh? Peeking?
They have to perform for you, huh?
It's like they're growing up, but not yet.
Hey, Connor, are you there?
No.
Who's Connor?
Settle down.
Connor's on the weekend. All right, there's Corby. Candidate number five here. I'm going to put this on DJ.
Yeah.
As this was right after the trifecta, where he did not vote Bob Newhart in. David Moore was on to do a ranch report, and he wanted to get into a little fisticuffs with DJ. And because I think David Moore had the better line, we'll put this on DJ.
Let's talk to David Moore from the Dallas Morning News, who is here at another day of camp. I'm assuming we went injury-free today.
today, but...
Did you get out of it okay,
but,
David?
But Bob Newhart didn't get in?
No, he got in.
No, no,
he got in. DJ tried to eliminate
the contrarian vote.
Yeah, it's like the Nolan Ryan not getting, you know, all the votes or whatever. Somebody, there's always,
always
that guy. And DJ was that guy today.
Makes sense David would think he's funny.
DJ's just on a rampage today.
Really? Why is that?
Well,
we don't know.
Yeah, he just is. He just is.
How long has TC been your producer?
Basically the same.
Oh, boy, this is great. This is awesome.
Such a good jab.
God, that is a... That might be the line of the week. And TC's just sitting on his couch like, what
really?
What are you doing?
Am I catching a stray?
Oh, that's funny awesome. Line.
Well, there's DJ trying to instigate David Moore. Our last candidate, number six here on the NIT break. He was nominated this morning. He will help you sell belts and milk.
Yes.
EA.
Doing things right now. You need to hear them.
Oh. I know, buddy. Last week, you may remember, a couple weeks ago, he couldn't tell if he was going to have to get up here at 4 o'clock in the morning because Elf would have to in California. Well, once again, time zones appear to be the kryptonite of one EA Azad.
Raiders want to see if they can get today's game, and I believe it's an early start, if I'm not mistaken, right?
12:37.
Wow. Okay. Fantastic. That's the cool thing about being out here is games are on so early. It is so fantastic. No, I'm not moving to L.A. Sorry, it ain't ever happening. So, unfortunately, no, I'm not going out there.
Hey, can I have a quick time zone question for you?
Yes, sir.
Is it, like, daytime, though? Is it the sun out? Because I've noticed
actually,
that when I'm on the West Coast.
So I'm peeking out at, you know, in my booth, and
what?
The sun is not out yet, but it is a cool, crisp 52.
You're so lucky.
EA was here at 4 a.m., so.
Oh, my goodness. All right, so Rangers today.
Okay, wait.
EA didn't understand that it was 5 o'clock in the morning, Elf's time. So is the sun poking out yet?
So he doesn't understand why we have time zones because of the sun.
But he asked, when it's daytime there, is the sun out?
He just thinks... West Coast just likes to be 2 hours behind.
Hey, can I have a quick time zone question for you?
No. Yes, sir.
Is it, like, daytime, though? Is it the sun out?
What? What does that mean?
He's asking if the sun is out.
What time was...
It's daytime.
I don't... Look.
So this would have been...
I'm doing my best to decipher.
What, like 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock?
Dallas time. Yes. So that would have been 5 o'clock on the West Coast.
Yeah, and the sun is not up yet.
Yes.
It's 5 a.m. You need to hear them.
But it almost sounds like that let's just fast forward to noon, and then
does
the sun come out there? Or is it a
sunshine?
Of
sunny?
California!
Yeah, California!
California!
Notorious for darkness.
Well, we do have the northern lights here.
Is that the time this is on the hills?
That's true.
Is that the sunshine state?
Yeah, this is where the... The new season of True Detective happened, where it was nighttime year round. So that's a decent question.
Awesome. All right,
it's sunshine.
Is it George being confused by a lawnmower? Is it Donnie and his grandma? Is it Engineer Michael looking for Connor? Corby and the young gymnasts? DJ fighting David Moore? Or EA confused about time zones? We'll start with our special guest, Corby.
I can't. Get over EA.
Just he's your favorite player.
Well, yeah, this in particular moment, though, yes.
I'm just glad he was able to hear Elf. He must have had headphones that day.
That's true.
Let's go to Sean.
I'm going to vote for Donnie's grandma. Mm. That was hilarious.
All right, Mino?
There were two very good candidates this week that I think could win the E-break most weeks with Michael and EA. I've got to vote for EA, unless you guys convince me otherwise. Then I'm voting for EA.
All right, Mr. Pizza Man, Lando?
I'd like to vote for Bork.
I imagine I know how this is going to go. Ham?
Is it Connor over there? Connor?
You know what? I would also vote for Michael, but EA has 3 votes. So EA is the winner of this week's NIT break, his second all-time.
Woo! Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Congratulations, EA.
Racking up the dubs.
Win number two. Let's make it three in a row. Let's make, I don't know if we won last week, but let's make it three next week. All right.